Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, First Class, September 1st, 2024, Romans.
All right, and one announcement before we get started. There will be a teachers' meeting after communion this morning for all current teachers, plus anyone else who is interested in possibly becoming a part of the Bib Ed department in any capacity, teacher, substitute, bouncer. After communion this morning. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God this morning to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And in preparation to worship our Lord this morning, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you for the privilege we have this morning of assembling in freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, the evangelism team went out to the veterans' home at Boulder City, and we have an update on that. Thank you for your prayers. God assembled about 20 people at the Freedom Program at the Veterans Home in Boulder City. We always enjoy our visits there and bringing the grace gospel to some of our veterans and their family members. They really enjoyed singing the songs. And Gary did an excellent job presenting the gospel. I got a call here. They thought Billy Graham was out there. Gary did an excellent job presenting the gospel and talking about how our salvation does not depend on our works in any way, and eternal security, once saved, always saved. They stayed focused and listened to the message. It seemed like there were all new people there since we were there a year ago. We were able to give each one a gospel booklet, a freedom card, a John 3:16 coin necklace. Some took extras to give to their family and friends. It was a demonstration of God's grace and God's power. Thank you from Jamie and the E-team, the evangelism team. The other great thing that happened yesterday besides that, football. Football. Not soccer. Football. And this doesn't happen that often. Now, I don't know how Oregon did. I don't know how New Mexico, Oregon won. How did New Mexico do? It didn't win. Oh, well. And I had New Mexico winning the national championship. But Washington State and UNLV both won, and that doesn't happen. The rapture's probably going to occur today. They both won, and Washington State beat that powerhouse Portland State. And UNLV, well, normally Houston has a very good football team, but they're in the Big 12 now, major conference. There are 16 teams in the Big 12, and they preseason were picked to be 15. So I can't say we can put too much credit on beating Houston at Houston. But right now I'm picking UNLV meeting Washington State for the national championship. Sorry, Oregon's out. But Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, 1 through 17, we have the spiritual life, the unique spiritual life of the church age, and sanctification. And in Romans 8, verse 1, we have the result of positional sanctification. And that result of being in union with Jesus Christ is eternal security. Romans 8, 1 sounds like this. Therefore, now, after our faith in Jesus Christ, there is no judgment for the ones who are en Christo Jesu, in Christ Jesus, in union with Jesus Christ as a result of the baptism of the Spirit. The providing of a sentence is condemnation. And condemnation occurs to every member of the human race at physical birth, when Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, resulting in spiritual death. But the actual execution of the sentence, that is judgment. There is always a lapse of time between the sentence, condemnation, and the execution of that sentence, which is judgment. Judgment refers to the great white throne judgment and every unbeliever being cast into the lake of fire, Revelation 20, 11 to 15. Condemnation must precede justification. And at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the judgment to the lake of fire is canceled. And that's what we have here in Romans 8, 1. Romans 8, 1 powerfully and dogmatically teaches that the ones who are in Christ Jesus, as a result of faith in Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Spirit, will never be judged and cast into the lake of fire. Romans 8:1 is one of the most powerful passages that teaches the eternal security of the one who believes in Jesus Christ. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have two categories of security: temporal security and eternal security. Now, in our Thursday night class, we have studied temporal security, 1 John 5, 11 and 12, and we That was Thursday night class in great detail. I knew we were teaching temporal security there because I was going to teach eternal security in our Sunday class in Romans. So we have two categories of security. Temporal security, and that is logistical grace, blessing, and support that comes down that grace pipeline that keeps you alive in the middle of the devil's world so that you can fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. Gives you the opportunity to make those good decisions, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, to attain spiritual maturity, to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And then God sends down that grace pipeline, greater grace blessings in time, and greater grace blessings awarded at the judgment seat of Christ, crowns and rewards that glorify God forever and ever and ever. So we have this fantastic temporal security through the grace pipeline. At the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, the justice of God imputes to us the righteousness of God. We have the righteousness of God inside us. And down that grace pipeline comes blessing, 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 blessing. 40 salvation blessings, then logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security that keeps us alive in the middle of the devil's world to fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for our life. In Romans 8:1, we have eternal security. Therefore, now there is no judgment for the ones who are in Christ Jesus, in union with Christ as a result of faith in Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we just got started in the doctrine of eternal security. We have studied the first three points. First three points, point one, at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit. Regeneration. We are born again, a new birth, a spiritual birth. And God the Father imputes to that human spirit, eternal life. Point two, the gift of eternal life is eternal security. John 3:16. You all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whosoever believes in him should never perish, but have eternal life. And then at the end of the chapter, John 3:36, the one who believes in the Son, Jesus Christ, has eternal life. But the one who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Eternal life is eternal. It's not temporary life. Otherwise, it would say in the Bible, God gave us eternal, gave us temporary life at our salvation. He doesn't say that. He gave us eternal life. It is not life that only lasts until you commit some sin that shocks you or some sin that shocks people who know you. It's not 1 week life. It's not 1 month life. It's not 1 year life. It's eternal life. Whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, will never perish, never, but have eternal life. Point three, God cannot cancel eternal life. When God gives, he does not take it back. He has given us his righteousness. He has given us his eternal life so that we are qualified to live with him forever. Now, this does not imply, however, that you're going to make good decisions and grow up to spiritual maturity and glorify God to the maximum. It doesn't guarantee that. Whether we fail or succeed in executing God's plan, will, and purpose for our life, whether we become winner believers, attain spiritual maturity, or loser believers, live our life inside Satan's cosmic system, that depends entirely upon our free will decisions. You have a volition. You have a free will. You're free to make good decisions. You're free to make bad decisions. But that depends entirely upon our attitude. Our attitude toward God and our attitude toward the Word of God. Now that brings us to point four, and all I gave you was the point, but I have about, I have about eight subpoints that we never got to. Point four, the imputation of divine righteousness is the only means of justification. This divine righteousness comes by faith in Jesus Christ. Turn over to Romans chapter 3. The imputation of divine righteousness is the only means of justification. And this divine righteousness comes only one way, by faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 3, verse 21. But now a righteousness from God, not your righteousness, not your relative righteousness, not your self-righteousness, but this righteousness comes from God. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, that is, apart from the works of the law. This righteousness doesn't come by your works. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the works of the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. And this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Justification is an eternal relationship with God based on His integrity, not ours. It's based on possessing His righteousness as a result of our faith in Jesus Christ. Turn over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, let's start at verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, justification by faith, declared righteous by faith in Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the confidence of the glory of God. Romans 5, 1 and 2. All right. Subpoint 1. Our relationship with God does not depend on our integrity or morality or virtue or failure. It depends on God's holiness. It depends on God's righteousness and God's justice. It depends on God's virtue, on God's integrity, on God's honor. So our relationship with God does not depend on our integrity, our morality, or virtue, or success or failure. It depends on God's holiness. God is absolute righteousness and perfect justice. It depends on God's righteousness and God's justice. It depends on God's virtue, God's integrity, and God's honor. Subpoint two. The very concept of eternal security is the fact that the integrity of God is at stake. The very concept of eternal security is the fact that the integrity of God is at stake. God gives, and God does not withdraw. God gave us 40 blessings at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, and He does not take back any of them. So the very concept of eternal security is the fact that the integrity of God is at stake. God's righteousness and justice is at stake. Three, subpoint three. We have peace with God because He gave us His righteousness and the gift of eternal life. We have peace with God because He gave us His righteousness and the gift of eternal life. We do not have peace with God because of our relative righteousness, our minus R, or our self-righteousness. Subpoint four. When we stand in grace, Romans 5 verse 2, when we stand in grace, this does not refer to our morality or our righteousness, but the virtue of God. We are recipients of God's grace. When we stand in grace, and we do, we all are standing in grace, we are the recipients of God's grace. God saved us by grace, spirituality is by grace, spiritual maturity is by grace, and God pours out grace blessings on us day after day after day after day. Grace, grace, grace. We stand in the grace of God, who and what God is. Not who and what we are, who and what God is. God is everything, we are nothing. And therefore, God in His amazing grace pours out this blessing to us. So four, when we stand in grace, this does not refer to our morality or our righteousness, but the virtue of God. We are recipients of God's grace. The spiritual life is far, far above morality. Virtue love is infinitely greater than morality, but virtue love can only be developed as a result of you living the spiritual life, growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, getting maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. Morality can be produced by human self-determination and the energy of the flesh. And this is why there are many, many unbelievers who are very moral. They're very moral, but they don't have the righteousness of God. They haven't placed their faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, as I've told you many times, I'd rather be around many unbelievers than lots of believers. And for a long time, Debbie's dad was an unbeliever. I mean, I loved Debbie. I married her. One of the best decision I ever made was to believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. The next best decision I ever made was to marry Debbie. Guaranteed. There's a verse in the Old Testament that the wife is a helpmeet. Oh, mama, this is the greatest helpmeet of all time. And the more I go this way, the more she goes this way and is a helpmeet. Greater and greater and greater and greater helpmeet. That's the second greatest decision I ever made. To believe in, well, the best was believe in Christ. Second was not to believe in Debbie, but to marry Debbie. This is God the Mother down here, in case you didn't know. Yeah. So, morality can be produced by human self-determination, energy of the flesh, and that's why so many unbelievers have a morality that's greater than a lot of Christians. Subpoint five, we stand in the grace of God. We stand in the grace of God. It is God who provides the grace and our standing. We don't stand on our own strength or ability. If we did, we would fall. Subpoint six. Romans 5:2, we rejoice in confidence in the glory of God. We rejoice in confidence in the glory of God. And the glory of God is the essence of God, is who and what God is. In Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And short of the glory of God, glory there refers specifically, we come short of the righteousness of God. All have sinned and come short of the righteousness of God. And so we need God's righteousness. And He gives it to anyone, any place, anywhere, through simple faith in Jesus Christ. We rejoice in confidence in the glory of God. Sometimes the glory of God refers to the righteousness of God, the justice of God, and sometimes it refers to you enjoying personal love with God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. Subpoint seven. You can't lose your salvation because it is strictly the work of God. It's God's work. Not your work, it's God's work. God did all the work. You're simply placing your faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. God did all the work. God the Father planned salvation. God the Son executed on the cross. God the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. We simply put our faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. So you can't lose your salvation because it's strictly the work of God. You did nothing to gain it. You do nothing to maintain it. Your salvation is totally the work of God. And God will not let you go because you make bad decisions after salvation. Subpoint eight. God never gives His righteousness without putting it in a permanent container. And that is our eternal security. God never gives His righteousness without putting it in a permanent container. And that is our eternal security. We can never, ever lose our salvation. You cannot lose what the integrity of God gives you. All right. Point five. Eternal security is defined as an unbreakable relationship with the integrity of God, depending on the righteousness and justice of God. Eternal security is defined as an unbreakable relationship with the integrity of God, depending on the righteousness and justice of God. It is an unbreakable relationship because God will not break the relationship regardless of what we do or fail to do. Whether we make good decisions after salvation or bad decisions after salvation. Neither God nor man nor angel can cancel or destroy this unbreakable relationship with God. You have to be extremely arrogant to think that you can commit some sin or make a renunciation of God that can cancel the work of God. There is nothing the believer can do to cancel that 1 second decision of believing in Jesus Christ. You don't have the power nor the ability to cancel it, no matter how evil you are. So a principle. God is infinitely greater than you. Very important one to get down. God is infinitely greater than you. And yet people are so arrogant that they think they are greater than God. The dumbest people are those who think they can lose their salvation and can cancel the grace of God. Now some people say, well, I don't believe in eternal security. If eternal security is true, then why not just everybody go out and raise hell? Because we're going to go to heaven anyway. So let's just go out and raise hell. Well, yeah, okay. Why don't you do that? Try it out. Test it out. Go out and raise hell. Just make every horrible, bad decision possible. And then you'll come back in here and come down. Pastor Olson, you were exactly right in everything you taught. Doctrine of eternal security does not cause you to go out and raise hell. Rather, it motivates you to want to know this wonderful and amazing God. It motivates you to want to know this wonderful and amazing God who has provided such fantastic blessings for you because of that one decision you made to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. 6. Man's failure does not abrogate the integrity of God, His righteousness and perfect justice. Man's failure does not abrogate the integrity of God, His righteousness and perfect justice. Man's weakness does not cancel God's strength. Lack of integrity in the believer cannot cancel the integrity of God. Failure to execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life, that does not cancel your eternal salvation. Yet we are more impressed with our failures than with the integrity of God, His righteousness and justice. But that's our problem. We need to be more impressed with who and what God is. We need to be more impressed with the righteousness and justice of God. And not get our eyes on our failures. And yet look at how many Christians have their eyes on their failures, their flaws. And they wind up being more impressed with their failures than the grace and power of God. And this is why many believers believe they can lose their salvation. 7. Salvation through faith in Christ results in receiving one half of divine integrity. Here's the cross and the Lord Jesus Christ's work on the cross. Here's the basis of eternal salvation, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. And at that moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputes to each one of us His righteousness. And that establishes a grace pipeline. Grace. And why did God establish that grace pipeline? Because He wants to bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. And it starts out right at the moment of faith in Christ. God blesses you with 40 salvation blessings. And then every day from that day of salvation right up to today, God sends down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, blessing, and support. And that is temporal security. Temporal security that keeps you alive in the middle of the devil's world. The one who's running this world, this planet, is a fallen angel, Satan. He's running. He's in charge of planet Earth. And he will continue to be in charge of planet Earth until the second advent of Jesus Christ, when he returns. And then Jesus Christ, well, Satan will be taken and put in prison for 1,000 years. He will no longer be the ruler of planet Earth, but the Lord Jesus Christ will rule planet Earth in perfect environment. So all these greenies and green people and environmentalists, they can go jump off Hoover Dam. I told Debbie, if she goes to heaven before I do, I'm going to jump off Hoover Dam. She does about 1 million things around the house. And I sit there and go, good job. Yeah, nice job. Yeah. She goes to heaven. She said, well, I might. You are not. I have a covenant with the Father. And you are not going before I go. That's it. Okay. Temporal security. Logistical grace, blessing, and support to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world. Why? So that we might fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for our life. So we might attain spiritual maturity. So that we might glorify God. That's why we're here. Why are we here? We're here to glorify God. We're here to glorify God to the maximum. And that's why we have this fantastic temporal security, logistical grace, blessing, and support. And when you attain maturity, when you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, then God sends down that grace pipeline, greater grace blessing, above and beyond anything you could imagine or think. Greater grace blessing in time, and greater grace blessing for all eternity awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. So, points Point seven, salvation through faith in Christ results in receiving one half of divine integrity, the perfect righteousness of God. And the possession of that perfect righteousness from God forever eliminates the possibility of losing your salvation by any failure on your part. Our self-righteousness, our relative righteousness breaks down because we have a sin nature. But God's perfect righteousness will never let us down. We have God's perfect righteousness forever. And therefore, we stand before God not on the basis of our relative righteousness, but on the basis of God's absolute righteousness. Point eight. It is the quintessence of human arrogance to assume that we can do anything to cancel or abrogate our eternal salvation. It is the quintessence of human arrogance to assume we can do anything to cancel or abrogate our eternal salvation. So we have this powerful verse right at the beginning of Romans chapter 8. Therefore, now there is no judgment, no great white throne judgment for the ones who are in Christ Jesus, in union with Christ as a result of faith in Christ and the baptism of the Spirit, current positional truth. All right. Well, we're doing quite well. But, gee, we got two or three more weeks. You have to come back next week to get point nine. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Lord's table.